use a credit union, or have you never considered using one? Maybe you will after listening the next few minutes. Hi, I'm Rob West. Credit union members know the advantages they have, and 120 million of them nationwide can't be wrong. Aaron Cade joins us today with the pros and cons of credit unions. And spoiler alert, there aren't many cons. Then it's on to your calls and questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial decisions. Well, our friend Aaron Cade joins us again today. He's particularly knowledgeable about today's topic because Aaron's the chief marketing officer at Christian Community Credit Union, an underwriter of this program. Aaron, great to have you back with us.
Thank you, Rob. It's great to be with you again and your audience.
So, Aaron, it's a question we get now and then. Are credit unions a good place to do my banking? And we always say yes, but I'd love to hear what you have to say. And specifically, what are some of the pros of joining the typical credit union?
Well, a big benefit of joining a credit union is that credit unions are member-owned cooperatives. They exist to serve members, as opposed to banks, which exist to maximize profits for shareholders. We tend to be governed by a volunteer board, which is selected from among the member base. That board has voting rights on credit union policies, procedures, and major financial decisions. And those decisions are reflective of what members want and need. Typically, they have a common bond that unite all members. Sometimes it's a specific geography, a select employee group, or a common affiliation.
Yeah, that's a helpful overview. Now, of course, one of the natural follow-on questions we get is, are they as safe as banks? What do you think, Aaron?
They absolutely are. Many credit unions are federally insured by the NCUA, which covers up to $250,000 per member. Christian Community Credit Union is privately insured by American Share Insurance. And the big difference there is that every member account is insured up to $250,000. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big difference. And no account holder has ever lost a dime with ASI. So we're every bit as safe as a bank, if not more so.
Yeah, and that's a really important distinction because a single credit union member could have multiple accounts, each insured up to $250,000. Now, what about yields, Aaron? Can credit unions really compete with banks?
Absolutely, because profits that credit unions make go back to members in the form of better rates and lower fees. So higher yields on deposits, on savings products, CDs, and savings accounts, lower rates on loans, and lower fees overall.
Yeah, very good. And what about branches, Aaron?
Yeah, many credit unions are part of the co-op shared branch network, Christian Community Credit Union is, and that gives you access to over 5,600 shared branches across the country. So there's likely one in your neighborhood. And also access to 30,000 surcharge-free ATMs. And that's a broader coverage than all of the big banks have.
Yeah, now that's a great overview of credit unions in general. What about the distinctives of Christian Community Credit Union?
Yeah, so our common bond is Christianity. So our members are unified in our faith and our devotion and obedience to Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. So we're unapologetically Christian. We invest into biblical causes. And the decisions we make and the things we do are driven by Scripture. So the credit union is led by devoted Christians, and the deposits members entrust with the credit union enable us to provide affordable financing for churches, ministries, and Christians all over the U.S.
This is great information to know about CCCU in particular, but we promised pros and cons. So what do you have for the cons?
Well, there's really only one con I can think of, if you want to call it that. Membership eligibility is required to join a credit union. With Christian Community Credit Union, the one membership eligibility requirement is that you be Christian. You have to agree to our statement of faith in your membership application, but that's it. If you're a Christ follower in the United States and you agree to our statement of faith, you're in as a member.
That's really helpful. And Aaron, you mentioned that part of the deposits provide affordable lending to churches, Christian ministries, and Christians across the U.S., but you're also sharing some of those profits, if you will, with ministries doing the work in the name of Jesus, right?
Absolutely. We give to Christian charities, to missions, to ministries every year. In fact, we support ministries that help protect vulnerable children, combat human trafficking, and provide disaster relief around the world.
That's incredible. Well, Aaron, we are out of time, unfortunately, but we always enjoy our time with you. Thanks for stopping by, my friend.
Thank you very much, Rob. It was great to be with you.
Folks, I hope you learned something about credit unions. And if you'd like to learn more about Christian Community Credit Union, go to joinchristiancommunity.com. That's joinchristiancommunity.com. All right, your calls are next at 800-525-7000. We'll be right back.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word. We can waste a lot of time worrying, especially if there are bills waiting to be paid, whispers about layoffs at work, fears about where the direction of the country is headed. There are so many things to worry about, but in Luke 12:22, Jesus makes a bold statement. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat, or about your body, what you will wear. Life is more than food, and the body more than clothes. Is it possible to live like this? According to Jesus, yes, it is. If God will provide for your spiritual needs, will He not also provide what you need physically? We can trust Him with our very lives. Get more daily encouragement with Anchor Devotional. Try it out today. Visit getanchor.com.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. If you have money in a retirement account or just a general investing account, you know the stock market can sometimes seem like a roller coaster. But it is possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind in investing, no matter what's happening in the market. You can see a short video webinar on that topic at soundmindinvesting.org. Since 1990, Sound Mind Investing has sought to offer financial wisdom for living well. soundmindinvesting.org.
Every weekday, strengthen your family and your faith with Family Talk.
I had the same brain when I was at the bottom of the class that I had at the top of the class. Exactly the same brain, but a different attitude. What does that tell us about our responsibility to develop the intellect of the people and our spheres of influence?
Don't miss Family Talk with Dr. James Dobson every weekday at 6:30 a.m. and 9:30 p.m. Central on AFR.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. All right, it's time to turn the corner to whatever you have on your mind financially today. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 800-525-7000. Let me slow that down. We've got lines open. We're ready to take your call. 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Our team would love to hear from you. We'll get you in the queue and get to as many questions as we can today, whether those are lifestyle related, maybe it's your long-term investments or trying to build up that emergency fund so you can deal with the unexpected, which should be expected, right? The only thing about uncertainty is that it's certain. And so we plan for that in an emergency fund. We typically recommend 3 to 6 months expenses. Well, how do you go about building that? Let's talk about it. What about giving wisely? We talk often about donor advised funds and charitable distributions, qualified charitable distributions. Well, we love to think about ways that you can give more. And one of those ways will be coming up a little later in our broadcast as Riley Wildman from the American Family Association Foundation joins us in our final segment. We're going to be focusing specifically on the opportunity to make gifts of stocks and bonds. That's right. Donating appreciated securities like stocks and bonds is really an easy and tax-effective way for you to make a gift to any ministry on your heart, including the American Family Association. We'll talk about that, and a great opportunity, especially with stocks at these levels prior to what might be a recession in the near term. That's coming up a little later in our broadcast. But any of these topics are in play today. We'd love to hear from you. Again, the number 800-525-7000. Let's dive in today. We're going to begin in Texas. Hi, Julie. Thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Yes. I would like to find out where to go to have a trust made. My husband and I are 77. We currently have a will, but we want it changed,
Okay. And
we don't have much money.
Yeah. And tell me about the idea of establishing a trust in addition to the will. Do you have a good sense of what you're trying to accomplish there?
Yes. We want to change the will. I don't know. Do we need a will and a trust? I've heard that a will can be contested, but a trust cannot.
Yeah, the will, as long as it's done in accordance with the laws of the state, and you know, you have a fairly simple situation, which it sounds like you do, you would have no problem just using a will. It would go through the probate court. You'd name a personal representative who would work with the probate court to settle any remaining expenses or debts that are a part of the estate and then distribute the assets accordingly. Having a valid will, for most people, is all you need, because anything that you have in your estate would be covered. Often you'll have things that would be handled outside of the will. So, for instance, if you had life insurance with a named beneficiary, or you have a retirement account like an IRA that has a beneficiary named on it, those would go directly outside of the probate process. But anything that doesn't have a named beneficiary would be distributed according to your will. And although there's a little expense involved, a few thousand dollars probably, and some time, although it can be fairly quick if it's a simple situation, you know, that should be enough. But keeping that up to date, Julie, I think is important. And that was one of the things that you mentioned, that you might want to make some changes to it. If you did put a trust in place, you know, that does allow your assets to be handled not only outside of probate, meaning the probate court wouldn't be involved, and so therefore it's a little more efficient and expedient, but it could allow your property or assets to be handled by a trustee prior to your death in the event that you were incapacitated. And so, you know, that is one benefit. It also could allow you to distribute assets or property beyond your life if you wanted certain things to be passed at certain triggering events, like somebody reaching a certain age, or you wanted them to receive an income stream as opposed to the individual assets. That's where a trust can be helpful. But if you really have a fairly simple situation and, you know, the trust is unnecessary, then you'll save a couple of thousand dollars, you know, without having to put that in place. But if you either want it to be private, you want to keep it out of the probate court, you want to have a little more control over it, that's where a revocable trust can be helpful. In either case, Julie, whether it's updating your will or putting that new revocable trust in place, you would want to visit with an estate planning attorney, preferably somebody who shares your Christian values. And if you don't have one, what I would do is contact a certified kingdom advisor there in Texas and ask for a referral. They all would have one that they work with. And you could just say, I listen to Faith and Finance, and I would like to be connected with a godly estate attorney, and they could absolutely make a referral to you. Before I tell you where to go to find a CKA, do you have any questions or thoughts on anything I've shared?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Now, a will always goes to probate.
Yes, it sure does. It is the document that tells the probate court how the assets are to be distributed, and that would be in conjunction with the personal representative who would be the one helping to settle the estate.
Okay. So I go, you would recommend going to what, Kingdom Advisors?
You'd probably just go to our website. I mean, both will get you to the same place, but I'd go to faithfi.com. That's faith, FI.com. And right there at the top of the page, Julie, it'll say find a professional. And if you click on that and indicate that you want an attorney, if you don't see one in your area, then you could just go click on investments or financial planning. Put in your zip code. You'll see a list of the certified Kingdom advisors that work in that area. And then if you call them, they would be able to give you a referral.
Okay, so certified Kingdom advisors.
Yes, ma'am. CKA is the only financial services industry designation for men and women who've met the high standards of being able to bring a biblical worldview of financial decision making. And they've been had a pastor and client reference. They've gone through university-based training, proctored exam, statement of faith, code of ethics. I mean, there's a it's a pretty high bar. And then this would be a trusted professional that could get you connected to that attorney locally.
Okay, great. I appreciate it so much.
Absolutely, Julie. May the Lord bless you. And we appreciate you being on the program today. Folks, we're just getting started today. You know, when we think about this idea of estate planning and wealth transfer, and by the way, we do have lines open if you want to get in on the conversation today with your question on any topic. Go ahead and call right now, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. You know, when we think about the topic of wealth transfer, the key question for the Christian is the next steward chosen and prepared? Keep in mind that inheritance, if you decide to leave an inheritance, is going to take the life trajectory of the heirs and accelerate it. And so it's this idea that even bigger, far bigger than the amount we're going to leave, is the preparedness. Are they ready to receive the wealth? And in the event their life trajectory is away from the Lord, or it's away from financial maturity, think about the possibility that this inheritance could accelerate that. And so how do we prepare that next generation to receive it? And or do we want to limit the amount of inheritance and perhaps give it away, or both? And that can change over time. So I think that's the thing to think through. And here's one of the other questions. What do I expect will happen when I leave this money? And what's the worst thing that can happen? Think about that. We'll be back with more of your questions after this. Stick around.
Join us for the second annual AFA at the Ark.
Myself and Tony Ventagliano, his family and my family, and several of the other staff members of AFA.
Tickets include transportation from the hotel to the museums, both tours, and special presentations by Answers in Genesis speakers. AFA has reserved a block of rooms at a discounted price with the Marriott Cincinnati Airport Hotel. To register, go to afa.net/events and join us for AFA at the Ark.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at GuidestoneFunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Roe v. Wade is history, but sadly, the killing of unborn babies continues. AFA Action works to keep you informed on how you can help close legal loopholes and fight for the innocent. One way you can help is with your gift to keep AFA Action on the front lines in the battle for life. When you give, you'll also get free access to the Monica Kelsey story that details her mission to save abandoned newborns across America. Stop by afaaction.net today. AFAaction.net.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Abraham Hamilton III, host of The Hamilton Corner.
American Family Association is on the front lines in the culture war in America. We've been here for more than 40 years fighting for the biblical principles our nation was founded upon. And by God's grace, we are making a difference.
Contact the AFA Foundation today to learn how you can shore up permanent income for your retirement years while supporting American Family Association. Phone 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here at American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. Call right now, 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. Again, that's 800-525-7000. With any financial question, we'd love to hear from you. Back to the phones, we go to Arkansas. Hi, Daniel. Go ahead.
Yes, I had a question in regards to a life insurance policy. It's term life insurance policy that my dad has had, and he has now outlived his policy. The question on renewing the policy, and I did check with the company, and they said that something with a tariff or something that you have to, I don't know if it'd be beneficial financially for him to continue with the policy.
Yeah. Probably not, just because it's going to be very expensive. What did you say his age was?
He is 97.
Yeah, yeah. So this is going to be a really expensive policy for you to try to renew that or replace it. Let me just back up, though, Daniel, and ask, what is the purpose of this life insurance? How are you looking at this policy in light of his overall finances?
As far as for his finances, he just has like a credit card debt. I know still that would probably pay it if something were to happen to him, but that would be the only thing.
Okay. Then what assets does
he have? Any other debt. He doesn't have any like home or anything like that.
Okay.
He doesn't own any home or anything like that.
Yeah. I mean, the reality is at that age, he probably won't even be able to get it. I believe the limit is age 90, if I'm not mistaken. And even if you could find somebody to write the policy, it would be incredibly costly just because he's well beyond the mortality tables. That's great. Obviously, the Lord's not through with him, but he's just outside of the mortality tables that they use to determine the policy amount. Did you say he does have any assets?
He doesn't have assets.
Okay. All right. Well, the reality is that that with the credit card debt, if it's in his name only, then no one's going to be responsible for that anyway. Especially if there's no assets in the estate. So I think at this point, I would just take whatever he was putting toward, assuming he was continuing to pay a quarterly premium on that, just take that and start socking that away. Maybe use that to accelerate the debt payoff. But at this point, there's not going to be a need for and probably won't even be an option to get another policy. It's just going to be way too expensive and probably not even available.
Okay. I appreciate that. That helps me.
Absolutely. Thanks for your call today, Daniel. We appreciate it. 800-525-7000. If we want to talk about paying off debt, giving wisely, whatever's on your mind today, we'd love to hear from you. You know, as I mentioned a moment ago, and we think about this idea of wealth transfer, we have to consider values that are underneath the decisions that are being made. So think about an iceberg with the 10% above the waterline is the how, and the 90% below the waterline is the why. We always have to start with the why when it comes to thinking about wealth transfer. And there's several, I think, areas that we need to look at. One is, of course, the transfer. I mentioned that a moment ago, and that's the first T, if you will. And that really gets into this idea of talking about inheritance. Remember, there's only three places we can leave money. We can leave it to the government in the form of taxes, and currently that's only estates over $13 million, although that's going to sunset here pretty quickly, and I'll talk about that in a moment. Secondly, we can leave it to heirs, and third, we can leave it to ministry or charity. And obviously, we want to prioritize the minimization of taxes. And again, for most people, that's not even a consideration when it comes to estates. So it's really just a matter of selecting that next steward between heirs and ministry or charity or both. And, you know, how do we want to divide that up? And again, thinking about the impact of the money in terms of propelling that life trajectory of the heir, and what does that mean? You know, Ron Blue likes to say we ought to think about the question, if I give X amount to X person, what's the worst thing that can happen? How serious is that? And how likely is that to occur? Now, why would we think what is the worst thing that can happen? Well, the last thing we'd want to do is to pass an inheritance that would end up being a stumbling block spiritually. And so I think that's why we need to consider this question. It's very real. The second is the treatment of the money in terms of how much do we give to each child. And the idea here is, if we leave it to heirs, this is another idea that Ron Blue talks about in his book, Splitting Heirs, which I think is the best book on this topic. Not the mechanics and the legal documents, but the why before the how, kind of those questions you ask to shape your wealth transfer strategy. But this is, you know, from your observation, how will they manage the money? And how do they need it? Or how much do they need? You know, he talks about this principle, which a lot of people struggle with, and yet he makes a really compelling case for it, and that is that if you love your kids equally, you will treat them uniquely. And that kind of flies in the face of the way we tend to think about our kids. No, we need to divide everything equally. And if that's where you land, great. There's no problem with that. But Ron just makes the point, and he draws from his own experience, that depending upon where your kids are at, what their needs are. For instance, he had a daughter who was divorced as a single mom and a teacher. She had a lot more needs than his son, who was married and an attorney. And so they decided to handle the estate planning distribution differently in that case. Again, it can also come down to life trajectory. So you've got to think about the transfer. You've also got to think about the treatment. You then have to think about the timing. You know, what are your wealth transfer objectives? Have you considered beginning implementing those earlier rather than later? He shares this principle that I love in this section around timing, which is do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. And it's this idea of let's not wait and do all of our giving at death. What if we started to accelerate that now? And that means in order to do that, you have to be able to answer the question, how much is enough? Which is where a godly advisor can come in. We'd recommend a certified kingdom advisor, which you could find at faithfi.com. But being able to draw that financial finish line can help you accelerate your giving right now into God's kingdom. Hey, much more just around the corner. Stick around. Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
There are many factors influencing your marriage, and a significant component is your birth order and your spouse's as well. On the next Focus on the Family, Dr. Kevin Lehman shares how your birth order can reveal some important clues about your personality and your relationship. Learn more on the next Focus on the Family with Jim Daly.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have 3 money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
The American Family Association's mission is to inform, equip, and activate individuals to strengthen the moral foundations of our culture. Our goal is to be a leading organization in biblical worldview training for cultural transformation. We stand on the biblical truth that all human beings, including the unborn, are created in the image of God and are endowed by Him with the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Thank you for standing with the American Family Association.
We are grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing in the Faith and Finance program. For more than 30 years, they've been helping Christians reach their financial goals with step-by-step guidance for investors at every stage, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. Through scriptural principles and practical suggestions, SMI offers financial wisdom for living well. More information, including the short video webinar on profit and peace of mind, no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today on anything financial. Do you want to pay down some debt? Maybe you want to look to give more wisely, or you're figuring out how to navigate this market. Whatever's on your mind today financially, call right now. We've got lines open, 800-525-7000. Again, that's 800-525-7000. Before the break, I was talking about wealth transfer. It's this idea that this is our last stewardship decision, how we will transfer the resources God has entrusted to us. And it's an important question to answer in terms of, is the next steward chosen and prepared? And in doing so, we have to think about not only the transfer, how are we going to pass what we have, avoiding taxes, which is easy to do now. It will not be quite as easy when the current Tax Cuts and Jobs Act sunsets. We'll talk about that in a moment. But if we can avoid taxes, and that should be our goal, then how much do we leave to heirs and ministry or charity? So that's the first question. How do we treat those heirs in terms of, are we going to divide it equally, or are we going to divide it uniquely based on their needs? And then the timing, just in terms of, do we wait and do it all at death? I would advocate for beginning your giving now, which means you have to be able to define enough, set that financial finish line, and then begin to give right now. And I mentioned before the break, Ron Blue's great line, the author, do your giving while you're living so you're knowing where it's going. And, you know, we're going to talk here in the next segment with Riley Wildman, director of the AFA Foundation, about an opportunity to accelerate that giving right now, but not out of cash necessarily. I mean, you can give cash, and thousands of our supporters do here at AFA, but out of your balance sheet. What about appreciated securities and the benefits there of that kind of gift? Remember, 90% of our giving is done in the form of cash, but 90% of our wealth is held on our balance sheet. And so it's really important to think about asset-based giving as a part of that. Well, we've got to determine the timing. Are we going to wait, or can we start doing some of that right now? And then there's the talk idea. What does that mean? Well, this is making sure there's alignment in terms of your heirs' expectations. You don't want surprises after your death when the will is read. What about beginning to communicate that now? What about having a family conference? What about being intentional in transferring values? Remember, we want to transfer wisdom before wealth. That's one of the big ideas as a believer in wealth transfer, because keep in mind, there's 3 different really big buckets of capital we're going to transfer. The first bucket of capital is spiritual capital. That's paramount. Then there's character capital. And then, thirdly, I think, is the financial capital. Well, what is our strategy to communicate our family values and communicate our family story? And then, after all of that's done, be able to understand and articulate how the wealth is going to be distributed and what your plan is for helping your kids steward that wisely. That's the talk conversation. And then ultimately, we need to be thinking about the tools and techniques to actually deploy all of that. So give that some thought. And by the way, if you want to explore these ideas, these six T's of wealth transfer, pick up a copy of Ron Blue's book, Splitting Heirs. You won't regret it. All right, let's head back to the phones. By the way, we've got lines open today, 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to North Carolina. Hi, Victoria. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hi, I had a quick question. So I'm in sales, and I had some very slow months, January, February, March, and May, and I have a sale coming up in June. I'll be paid in 2 weeks. Anyhow, my question to you is, I had to borrow money from family members, mother, brother, and some friends to pay mortgage and bills for my family. So when I get paid, I would just have enough to pay people what I owe them and get caught up. But if I tithe, I'll be having to borrow money again till my next paycheck. So yeah. What is the right thing to do? I want to honor God with my finances, but if something happened to me and I were to pass away or be in the hospital, I would owe people money. And then my kids would be affected. I'd feel so embarrassed. What is the right thing?
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that, Victoria. And obviously what we need to work toward is getting your lifestyle expending right-sized so that we can live on. And I realize being in sales with kind of varying incomes and commissions and so forth is challenging. So I'm not minimizing that. I think the idea, the big picture is, and I'll get to your specific question in a moment, is to look back maybe over the last 12 months and say, okay, given the seasonality of my business and the ebbs and flows of when I receive income, what is a conservative monthly amount that I can build my budget on? And can I rein in spending to that number? And I realize that's harder now than ever with inflation and groceries are up 20%. Everything's more expensive. I get that. But could I rein my spending in for a conservative average? And then in the months that are higher, I draw from savings. In the months I put money into savings. In the months that are lower, I pull out of savings. But I kind of put myself on a salary, so I'm getting a consistent amount every month, and it smooths it out over a 12-month period. Second thing is you've got to have a control mechanism, and that's where maybe the FaithFi app could help you in terms of having an envelope system and a plan for that. So I would, really take a hard look at that. And also, we really need an emergency fund. And I realize this is easier said than done, but once we get past this current kind of situation, we need to start even just $25 a month going into savings so you've got something to fall back on when the unexpected comes. Now, with regard to paying back debt and giving, both are priorities in Scripture. And so one is not better than another. We just want to have our heart posture right, which you clearly said, I want to honor the Lord with His resources. That's great. Should you make good on your debts? Absolutely. Should you give to the Lord? Absolutely. How do you work that out in the midst of your current reality? Well, what I would say is don't ever stop that giving muscle. So I would continue to give as unto the Lord cheerfully and as an act of worship, not an obligation. But, do something every month, and I would do it even systematically, a percentage-based gift. But maybe today you're not at 10%. Maybe you're just giving something to continue to give as unto the Lord so we don't have to stop and then restart. But maybe you are prioritizing right now when you're about to get this larger sales check, getting those debts paid back or at least paid down and continuing to give at the same time. But maybe it's not at the level you'd like to be and will be once you get beyond kind of this current crisis, if you will, of being underwater. Does that make sense?
Yes, completely. And I need to change some things so I'm not in this situation again. You said, have savings, plan
right.
Better, make better decisions. So thank you.
Absolutely. And let me just say, Victoria, don't be hard on yourself. I mean, we've all been in this situation and it can be difficult. And this is a difficult season with inflation where it is. And you've got a challenging situation just in terms of being on a sales commissionable job. I realize that can be really difficult, but you can get through this. And by the way, if you could use some help in getting all that set up, I'd be happy to cover the cost of a certified Christian financial counselor working with you to put that budget in place. Would that be something you'd like to take advantage of?
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay,
I'd be happy to.
Well, listen, let's do this. Victoria, you stay on the line. We'll get your information. I'll get a certified Christian financial counselor in touch with you. They'll work with you remotely just to get that budget set up, help you get everything in order. We'll pay for it. It's just our gift to you. And let's see if we can get you pointed in the right direction here. Hey, God bless you. And thanks for calling today. The Lord sees your heart's desire to honor him. I'm confident of that. Hey, stay with us. More questions around the corner and Riley Wildman. We'll be right back.
You should never really have to be tormented by the fear of death. There are only two ways you can ever face the future, no matter what it is. You can face the future by faith, or you can face the future in fear. And if you know the Word of God, you will not have to be afraid.
Join Dr. David Jeremiah for his series, The Great Disappearance, next time on Turning Point.
5:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, I'm Don Hawkins, here to tell you about Encouragement Live, 55 minutes of industrial strength radio encouragement featuring resourceful guests plus practical biblical insights to help you face life's challenges. We'll be taking your phone calls, so plan to join us for Encouragement Live, Saturdays at 7:05 p.m. Central, 8:05 p.m. Eastern, here on American Family Radio.
Are you looking for a financial professional who aligns with your biblical values? Certified Kingdom Advisors are trusted financial, legal, or accounting professionals who have completed a rigorous certification program to ensure they provide biblically wise financial advice as part of their practice. You can find a local CKA professional in your area by going to faithfi.com and clicking Find a CKA.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners, LTD, and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services, LLC.
The Treasure, this is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We'll be headed back to the phones here in just a moment before we round out the broadcast. But first, we're joined by Riley Wildman. Riley is the director of the AFA Foundation. She and her team, Chelsea and the rest of the team, do an incredible job serving the givers and donors of the American Family Association with everything from charitable gift annuities to gifts of assets and bequests. They're a wonderful team. They're grateful for all of you who support the work of AFA. And Riley joins me periodically to talk about giving opportunities. Riley, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you again for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Riley, I know that you all have received a number of gifts of stocks and bonds recently, and I wanted to shine a light on this because I think this is one of the missed opportunities that we have in terms of being able to give more to God's kingdom, such as in the great work of the American Family Association. So describe the opportunity for our listeners.
Yes, so that's a great question. Yeah, stock donations, Rob, have been really popular here lately. People give to the ministry by way of just a stock donation, just an outright gift, Rob, to the ministry. And then the other great tool that we also have is a stock to a charitable gift annuity. So that has been very popular here lately, and people just give us a call and we take the stock and sell it and then fund people's charitable gift annuity as well as an outright gift. So
yeah,
we do either one, both, but we just this past month did somebody's stock donation and funded their charitable gift annuity and through this stock.
Yeah, that's great. I want to talk about both of those for a second. Let's talk about just the outright gift of stock first, Riley. Talk about the benefits of that and why somebody would want to give it rather than selling it first and giving the cash.
Right. So if they just do an outright gift, they receive a full 100% a tax deduction the year that they set up the stock donation to the ministry. So it is a full 100% tax deduction that they can receive. So that's one of the biggest great benefits for an outright gift for the stock donation. So that would be a big blessing.
Yeah, it really would. And you know, here's the opportunity, folks. As Riley said, you can avoid paying the capital gains on the sale of that appreciated stock. So with the stock market here near all-time highs, we just hit an all-time high this week on the NASDAQ, the S&P and the Dow are both very high. There's likely, most economists saying, a recession is coming. We probably were in a mild one late last year. We could have a deeper recession coming. We don't know. But this is a great opportunity for you to give to AFA and the great work here of the American Family Association, but not have to pay that capital gain, which means more work in the kingdom and a bigger tax deduction for you. Now, Riley, you mentioned a gift of stock specifically to fund a charitable gift annuity. Just give a 30-second overview of what is a CGA first.
Yes, so a charitable gift annuity is just an amount that people give to the ministry, and in return they receive, Rob, a income coming back to them for the rest of their life with the charitable gift annuity. And you can have either a one life or a two life. So you can be single or married. And then they just set that up, and it's based on your age as far as the rate of return coming back to you for a charitable gift annuity.
Okay, great. And so what you're saying is they can get that partial tax deduction, the income stream for life. AFA gets whatever's left at death, either your life or your life, let's say, plus your spouse. But they can fund that not only out of cash, but out of stock as well, correct?
That is correct, Rob. So they can just, once we sell the stock, once they, I guess, they fund the stock to American Family Association, then in return, we then sell that stock, and then whatever the stock is sold for that particular day is what we use those funds to fund the person's charitable gift annuity.
Yeah,
out of that stock.
What a great opportunity, folks, for you to give, but also during this season of life where you need regular income and you could use a tax deduction, the charitable gift annuity can be the best of all of those worlds combined. Well, this is really helpful, Riley. I'm so thankful for your team. I know you all do an incredible job serving the donors and givers of the American Family Association, you and Chelsea, the Associate Director, and Jessica there in the office. Tell folks how they can get in touch with you to learn more.
Yes, so they can give us a call anytime. Our phone number is 800-326-4543. Again, that's 800-326-4543, and our extension is 345. Or Rob, they can also visit, we've just started this now, our Facebook page, AFA Foundation. If you'll just go to our Facebook page and click on AFA Foundation, or we are also just now on LinkedIn. I just want to throw that out there as well. We just now started LinkedIn and as well as Facebook. So those are two great tools out there that they can get in touch with me or Chelsea, and we'll be glad to talk to them. Or they can also visit our website at afafoundation.net. Again, that's afafoundation.net, and there they can run illustrations on our website or get in contact with you or myself.
Yeah, that's exactly right. AFAfoundation.net. Chelsea and Riley would love to serve you. I'd be happy to sit in on those meetings if I can be helpful as well. And so don't hesitate to reach out. Well, Riley, we're always appreciative of your insights. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you so much, Rob.
All right. Yeah. That's Riley Wildman, the director of the AFA Foundation. And you can learn more again, afafoundation.net or Facebook or LinkedIn. All right, let's head back to the phones as we round out the broadcast today. Karen has been waiting patiently in West Virginia. Go ahead.
Hi, good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
My question is, I bought my home about 24 years ago. I only owe like a little less than $7,500. I was considering selling it to downsize a little. I know it needs some updating, you know, to bring it out of 24 years ago. I thought about refinancing. I thought about a home equity loan. I'm not sure either one of those are good, or even if it's a good time to do that. And I would really love your input on that.
Yeah, very good. So, Karen, is the question related to you getting it ready to sell? You don't have the savings in order to do that, so you'd need to borrow in order to make any repairs or renovations?
Correct.
Okay. And do you have a sense of what you'd like to do?
Not really. I mean, okay. I've considered all options. I just don't know which way is. And with the economy like it is, it's really, you know, you don't know which way to go anymore.
Yeah. And you're downsizing, and given that this home is almost paid off, I would imagine that you'd be able to buy that next house with cash, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So I think this is actually a great time to do this because the market is high. The real estate market, you know, has done phenomenally well. Interest rates are high, but that's really less of a concern for you because this next home you're going to be buying with cash. So this is actually a great time for you to do this. Here's the big question, though. What is the right thing to do with regard to the repairs prior to selling, because some things will actually help you get it sold and maximize the value. Other things that you might do, you won't get the money back out. And in fact, the new buyer may rather choose, you know, some of those renovations themselves. They might like a different style than you or a different color or, you know, whatever it might be, whether we're talking about, you know, carpet or pulling down a wall or things like that. So here's what I would do, Karen, as a next step. I would find the real estate professional that you'd like to work with and get that person to walk with you through the house and help you develop a game plan of what you don't want to touch and what you might want to do. And what you might find is the things that they want you to do to get the house ready for sale are much smaller than you imagined, because there's a lot of things you're thinking about doing but actually don't make sense because you won't recoup the money. And so what I would do is, if you don't have a real estate professional in mind, I'd probably, you know, talk to people at your church. What you also may want to do is just drive around your neighborhood and the surrounding neighborhoods, see who has the most signs that might indicate that they specialize in your part of town, and get that person in there. But I wouldn't make any next steps until you decide what a real estate professional thinks you need to do to get it ready to sell and what things you don't want to do. And then we can decide how you pay for it. Does that make sense?
It does. It really does. And I really appreciate your input on this. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call. Let's quickly go to Texas. We'll finish with Lucy. Go ahead. Hi, Lucy. Are you there?
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Yes, go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I'm updating my will now that I live in Texas, and I'm wondering if it is God willing for me to just give my children a percentage of the funds that the Lord has gathered for me, rather than splitting it three ways for them, because I would like to give it to three nonprofit organizations that I'm supporting now.
Yes. Well, first of all, I don't think there's a right or wrong decision here, Lucy. You are the steward, and so I would pray about it and ask the Lord for wisdom. As a part of that, I would ask the question, what is the worst thing that can happen when I leave the money to the kids? And here's the idea. Whatever their life trajectory is, the money is likely going to accelerate that. Now, that may be a good thing. They may be on their own, doing great, financially mature, spiritually healthy, and that's great. If any of them or all of them are not that way, just consider what impact the money may have, because what's most important is their spiritual direction and pursuit of the Lord. But at the end of the day, if you decide to give a percentage to each of them and you've got some ministries on your heart that you want to fund through your estate plan, that's great. There's nothing that says you have to leave all the money to the kids. In fact, I think each person should really prayerfully consider that in terms of what they ultimately decide. Hey, I want to send you a copy of a book that I think will be helpful for you. It's called Splitting Heirs. It's going to be our gift to you. Stay on the line. We'll send it out to you, Lucy. You read that. I think it'll help in some of these decisions. God bless you. Folks, that's going to do it for us. On behalf of Riley Wildman, Devin Patrick, Robert Youngblood, and Taylor Standrich, I'm Rob West. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.